Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Estağfirullah, estağfirullah, estağfirullah. Ellezî lâ ilâhe illâ huvel hayyul kayyûm ve etûbü ileyh. Eselüb tebbete vel mağfirete vel estaîzü innehu tevvâbur rahîm. Vaffu annâ yâ kerîm, vaffu annâ yâ kerîm, vaffu annâ yâ kerîm. Vahdir lenâ bi fadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya Melik, Ya Kudüs, Ya Hafız, Ya Allah. El-Evel-i Allah, El-Ahir-i Allah, El-Zahir-i Allah, El-Batin-i Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi min Allah-u Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike la. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya ahim ve evveline vel âlimîn. İşverenâ ya şefî'e mizlidîn. Bir rahmetli ya elhamer râhimîn. Sallallahu teâlâ fî kitâbin azîz ezzübillâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ve âlemu ennemâ envâlukum ve evlâdukum fitnetun sebekallâhu l-azîm. Allah-u Teâlâ sezim bi Kur'an-ı Kerîm. And know that your possession and your children are but tests prepared for you. There is a Nebiyullah called İbrahim Edhem, who used to be the king, the sultan of Belk, who is now Afghanistan. And one day he was in his palace, then he noticed there was a big caravan coming towards the palace. And they came and came and entered into the palace grounds. And in the gardens of the palace, they settled down, they put their tents up. The sultan cried out. He said, "Oh people, what are you doing? I am the king of Belk. And this is my palace, and this is my garden." The head of the caravan lifted his head. He said, "Ya Ibrahim, you are wrong. This place is not your palace. This place is a han. This place is a motel." So he came to pass the overnight in the motel. "No," said he, "no, this is my palace, get out of here." He said, "Ya Ibrahim, who owned this place before you?" "My father," said he. "And before that?" "My grandfather," said he. And he said, "Where are they?" "They are dead," said Ibrahim Adham. The man said, "Didn't I tell you? That this place doesn't belong to you. People come and stay and leave from this place. So you will spend a little bit longer time than we," he said. "We will spend the overnight and we will leave tomorrow." When that incident happened, Ibrahim Adham realized that really nothing belonged to him. So he took off from his palace. He encountered a shepherd. He begged the shepherd if they could change clothes. So he gave his royal clothes to the shepherd and put the tattered clothes of the shepherd on himself. And he came to Makkah Mukarramah and became a beggar. In our dargah in Istanbul years ago, when Fahreddin Efendi, that is three sheikhs removed, was the sheikh there, the people who were responsible to clean the dargah, the mosque, they found a single shoe. And the sheikh was sitting with his dervishes, and the man came, "I found the single shoe, whose shoe is it?" And one of the dervishes said, "Mine." And the sheikh said, "Get out of here, you are not one of us anymore." But me, and I think you too, we have got so many things which are mine. We have our homes, which are ours. We have our wives and husbands, which are ours. We have got our children, which are ours. We have got our nation, which is ours. We have got our jobs, which is ours, our cars, which is ours. And finally, we have our wujud, our being, which is ours. But I had a lunch before the present one. She wasn't mine, she left me, and she became the wife of somebody else. And I have children from her, which I seldom see because they have got their own lives. Home? I can't remember how many homes I had. I bought them, sold them, lost them. Cars, so many cars I had. And finally, when I am thinking of this old, wrecked body of mine, which I spent so much time during my 90 years to take care of, and I say, "It's mine." Well, if it was mine, can I prevent it from dying? It's not mine either. It wasn't mine before I was born. It wasn't mine during my time I was spending here. It wasn't mine when the maggots and the scorpions and the snakes would be eating it. When a child, a baby, you must have seen, you know, you feed a baby with a spoon, huh? And then when you leave it, the baby takes the spoon and puts it in the food and tries to feed you. That's a good baby. If we could just keep teaching them to do that, but no. But soon enough, they realize the parents. They have got their rooms, they have got their ideas, they have got their tables. The home is theirs. If I spill in it, I get punished. And then the baby says, "It's mine." And when he said, "It is mine," this is the beginning of the end. We start believing the things which we think we own becomes our God. That's true. I am more jealous of my home, of my wife, of my children, than my religion and than Allah. It becomes the purpose of my life. I live to have more and more and more possessions, things that I can call mine. gittiğinde the purpose of our life. What is the purpose of our life? Is to sit and ask ourselves, where did I come from? And where at the end I am going to go? Who am I? And what is the purpose of my being here? Allah Ta'ala clearly says that I have created man and jinn so that they know me, so that they serve me. He also says, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." He who knows himself knows his Lord. The easiest and the best way of knowing your Lord, which is the purpose of your creation, is precisely to realize those things which you think you own, you didn't buy them. You didn't get them on your own. They were given to you. It is a sign of the generosity of the one who has created you. And he, Ya Razzaq, Ya Kareem, feeds you and gives you what you need. And he has got the right to take away what he gives you, and gives you less, or gives you more. It is the realization of that which you think you own is really not your own. It is a gift which is given to you temporarily, because when the time will come, then you will be leaving this place. You won't be even able to put your feet into socks. You won't be able to take your hat with you. Or your underwear. They are going to wrap you in 7 yards of white cloth. That's all what you are going to take with you. All the home and the wife and the children, and the honor, and the achievements which you thought were all will be left outside of the hole in which we will be thrown. Now one of the names of Allah Ta'ala is Ya Hamid. When I started talking to you, I started Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When you start praying 5 times a day, when you are reciting the Surah Fatiha, you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All thanks and grace and all recognition to you, my Master, my Lord. What the times have made you say that? And I say, am I lying? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he who lies, he is not one of us. He doesn't say that he who is mean, he who he drinks, he who plays gambling, he who even murders is not one of us. But he said, the liar is not one of us. Because lying is the opposite of one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, which is Ya Haq, the truth. So when our positions are no longer our God. And when we realize that we are not the one who got those things which temporarily had given to us, and we finally realize he who created this body also created the food and the air and the water and the job and the wife and the children for this person. And then finally I bring myself to say, Alhamdulillah, thank you. Then I am more or less fulfilling what I have been brought this life for. But thank you. Shukran. Alhamdulillah. His air, his word. In Islam, you cannot say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. You have to really, truly be a witness that there is Allah. You cannot say, Astaghfirullah, O Lord, forgive me. And just the words, not thinking about forgiveness or your sin. In Islam, whatever you say has to be supported with action. And the action of thankfulness is to share what Allah Ta'ala has given you. Sadaqah. But you see, we do not think of those things. We spend our time and energy and thought and feeling to accumulate things to call mine. And Ibadullah, that is the closest thing to shirk. That is the closest thing to deny your Lord and to become in competition with your Lord. So each time from now on, I beg you to remember, when you say, bring my pencil to me, or this is mine, not yours, remember that you really are denying the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Amen.